Vavakama Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Kol shechavti b'shmiroso. Anything that I am responsible to watch, to guard, hechsharti es nizko. If I don't watch it properly, it's as if I prepared it to do damage. Hechsharti b'miktsas nizko. If I prepared for it to do a portion of the damage, chavti b'tashlumin kehechsher kol nizko. I am responsible to pay as if I prepared for all the damages. The Rav says this is coming to include, let's say a person digs a pit 9 tfachim. The halachas of a 9 tfachim pit is that if a shor falls in and gets damaged, let's say it breaks its leg, so the owner of the bor is chayiv. But if the shor falls in, the ox falls in and dies, the owner of the pit is not chayiv. So if I come along and I dig that 10th tefach, now the bor is able to kill, but I'm now responsible if it kills. Now if an animal comes and dies, I'm chayiv for that animal dying as well. Now Tosfos says the truth is the Rav didn't need to bring all of this. He could have just simply said that once I dig the 10th tefach, I'm chayiv on anything, even the zikin. Even if an animal, now after I dig the 10th tefach, the animal goes, falls in and breaks its leg, even though the first guy dug enough of the bor that if the shor fell in, it breaks his leg, the first guy would have been chayiv. Once I come along and I add the extra tefach, and I take the boar now from a status of a boar that can just damage to now I bring it to a whole new level that this boar can kill, it becomes my boar. But regardless, this is a case where preparing part of the nezek is as if, and it becomes, not just as if, that I'm chayv in the whole thing. Nechosim shein bahen mi'ila, items that are not hektish, I'm responsible for destroying, but something that does have mi'ila, mi'ila is if a person uses it for his own use, he's chayv mi'ila to hektish. The Torah says, shorei eyu, and the drush is shorei eyu, but not shor shel hektish. If you damage something that belongs to hektish, you're not chayiv. Nechosim shel b'nei bris. Also, I'm only responsible if it's something that belongs to a Yehudi. To an ena Yehudi, if a person damages something in a Yehudi, he's not chayiv. Nechosim ham yuchadim. Also, it has to be something that has bailim, has owners. But if I go and damage something that's hefker, I'm obviously not chayiv. And the Gemara brings examples that even if somebody claims it afterwards, I'm also not chayiv. Or if he's mafker it or makdish it while I damaged it, but before we took it l'hamada bedin to evaluate it, he went and he was mafker it or designated for hektish, I'm also potter. V'chol makom, and I'm also responsible in every place, chutz mi'rshusam yuchadis l'mazik, except for a place that's specifically designated for the mazik, that if the person that did damage, if your item comes into my property, what's your little sheep doing in my property? So I'm not responsible for that. Obviously, that's only when, like the Rav says, my things attack or cause damage to your sheep or whatever comes into my rishus. But if your sheep comes into my rishus and I have like a gun waiting for the sheep to come in and I blow its brains out once it comes into my rishus, that I'm not allowed to do. It's only if my nechosim happen to go and destroy it, I can just say, well, they didn't belong by my place. Rishus ha-nizik va-mazik, and also rishus of both the nizik and the mazik, the one that was damaged and the one that did the damaging. You're also potter in a case where both of them had rishus to have their produce there, their vegetables, whatever, and also their shvarim there. But if they were not allowed to bring their animals, and one of those guys had their animals come in and do damage, then he is chayiv. Uchshehizik chav ha-mazik l'shalam tashlumi nezik b'mei tavaretz. And when damage is done, the mazik has to pay with the best of his land, with iddis. Now, we already said this in the previous Mishnah. So, according to Shmuel, this is coming to include keren, goring, that we didn't have in the previous Mishnah. Now, why is keren not included in the other four? That's because keren is different in that keren you have chatzi nezik, that you don't have with the other ones, except one exclusion, which we'll get to in the next Mishnah. But all the other four pay nezik shalim, the complete nezik, from day one. Once they damage, you pay the complete damage. When an ox gores for the first time, you only pay half of the damage. That's why it's listed separately. And you obviously pay be'idus, unless you pay with metaltolin. It's your choice.